Okay, so of course we just, you know, we just had this, this past Shabbos. Moshe completes writing the Torah. Context seems to be very, you know, important. And then, as we say, the second to last, the penultimate mitzvah in the Torah, Hakel, is given. There's a number of very interesting phenomena here. The very term Hakel itself, we're going to spend a lot of time on that. Hakel es ha'am, ha'nashim v'nashim v'ataf. You could always ask, in terms of the nature of the mitzvah, like, you know, what is the dominant element? You could argue maybe reading the Torah is the dominant element. You could argue gathering the people together is a dominant element. I think the Rambam has quite a bit to say about that. It's very meduyak. But Hakel es ha'am, ha'nashim v'nashim v'ataf. We call it mitzvahs hakel. It's interesting, if you look in the Mishnayos and Sota, anybody remember how it's referred to? Very differently. Everybody here, you know, we just reflexively, instinctively call it Hakel, but there it's called either Mitzvahs HaMelech or Parshas HaMelech, which is really interesting. We'll get back to that. Menchas Chinuch. So that's one point. Of course, in addition, and chronologically beforehand, in terms of the Pesukim, is the interrelationship between this mitzvah and Shemitah, right? There's nothing about this mitzvah that you would think evokes mitzvos atzluyos ba'aretz. And yet, right, Miket Sheva Shanim B'moed Shnasa Shemitah B'chag Asukos. If we didn't, you know, have Torah Shebal Peh, you would forgive somebody for saying that this happens actually during the Shemitah year, right? Shnasa Shemitah B'chag Asukos, right? The word Miket here is significant because there's one other mitzvah that always takes place, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about this. Shemitah's Ksafim, right? And the, Shimon undoubtedly was alluding to, the Psukim in Re'eh, right? Miket Sheva Shanim Tasa Shemitah V'zed Devar HaShemitah Shamod Kol Baal Mashayado Asher Yasheh B'Re'ehu Lo Yigos Es Re'ehu V'Esachiv Ki Kara Shemitah L'Adonai. Right, so very fascinating. In both cases, there's a whole discussion about when they should take place, in the seventh year or like specifically after the seventh year. But Avishai, right, even if it's after the seventh year, it's clearly being defined relative to Shemitah, right? And that seems very suggestive also. So hopefully we'll have time to address that, you know, that point. There's a lot here in terms of, you know, what the purpose is. We started the year by talking about l'ma'an mitzvos. It's almost sukkah, so it's a good opportunity to remind ourselves, right? L'ma'an yedu d'roseichem, l'ma'an tizkeru, l'ma'an tiyat haras Hashem b'fichem. We talked about whether establishing batei din sort of fits into that framework as well, right? So here we have a definite l'ma'an, right? You don't have to wonder what this mitzvah is for. So what's the l'ma'an, Micah? What are we trying to achieve here? Right, so yishma'u, yilmedu, v'yaru. So it's shmi'a, Limud and Yira. In fact, that comes up twice. Uvnehem asher liyadu yishmu v'lamdu liyiras Hashem elokeichem. So this experience is supposed to promote, you know, Yira Shamayim through, you know, Limud HaTorah. You would think that this section of the Torah was written by Litvak, right? That, you know, Yiras Hashem here is promoted by Torah study. You know, we've been saying that, you know, Das ist was hab Yechab Alamol gesagt, right? This is what I always said, but it's good to see it in the Torah. It really was written by Litvak, and Moshe Rabbeinu was, you know, obviously Litvak. So, you know, he says that the point apparently is that Yirah Shemayim is cultivated by listening to the Torah, right? You don't need, you know, any accessories, right? Laman Yishmu, Laman Yilmedu V'yaru Es Hashem Elokeichem, right? So it's, you know, it's an awe-inspiring experience. Okay. So, you know, it's so good, you would think that the Rambam wrote it, but it's actually in the Chumash itself. Okay. So, you know, these are the psukim. There's a lot to think about, but let's begin with, we've waited long enough. Let's go to the Rambam. Okay, so Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Yimel. The placement is really interesting. It's not in Sefer Zmanim. It could have been in Sefer Zmanim. I guess the more you think it's related to Shemitah, it could have been in Sefer Zrayim. But the Rambam localized it in general to the world of Korbanos and Hilchos, you know, Chagiga, which is just really interesting in terms of the placement. And hopefully we'll have something to say about that as well. So here the Rambam says, okay, Micah. So a totally quixotic Rambam, right? The Rambam, again, we'll see the significance of this in the Hemsheikh, but he calls, you know, Yom Hakel, so it's chalos in the day, right? Yom Hakel. He could have just said Hakel, but Yom Hakel, shechalios b'shabbos. In other words, let's say you had a yontif, which was chalios, you know, b'erev shabbos. We can't have it according to our calendar today because of the lo adu rosh phenomenon. But you could have had, you know, sukkos on an Erev Shabbos, and then it goes into Shabbos. So Yom HaKel, which we'll talk about, right, whether it's at night or during the day, that's another nafkamina that I'm interested in. Yom HaKel, Shechalios B'Shabbos, so Ma'achronos Olachar Shabbos. So we push off this septennial mitzvah. We waited 7 years, but we're just going to have to wait more. Why? I mean, what's so important? Mipnei Tkias HaChatzotros V'Atchinos Shena Dochenes HaShabbos. So the Rambam says it has something to do with the Tkias HaChatzotros. So the Ravid says, right, no, goodness me. Okay, the Ravid is not impressed. Right, so the Yerushalmi says it has nothing to do with Chatzotzros. It has to do with the fact that they used to have to construct a bima in the Azara, which is interesting in its own right, right? So they said, okay, people need something to do between... What are yeshivish people supposed to do between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? They don't learn, so, you know, let them build a, you know, a bima. So, you know, well, why can't they do it, right? Pirshu b'sham the bima shebazara v'yasu osam erev yontif. So you say, yeah, you don't want a bima hanging out in the azara. Shelo litchok es azara. Shemana mikan, shena ma'akev es atzkios kasher kasav. It's nothing to do with the tzkios. I mean, the whole thing with the bima, I have to, you know, is a little bit strange. What they couldn't, like, you know, prefabricate it and then, you know, bring it in. It's like impossible to do that. It's a little strange, the whole thing. But what the Ravid is pointing out is the Rambam seems to be Gavi sans a makor, right? He doesn't have any makor. That's not what the Yerushalmi says, right? More broadly, it's like, why is this so important? It doesn't appear to be like an essential act. At all in terms of Hakel. I mean, I remember, you know, not that long ago, Micah read the Psukim from Parshas Vayelech, and it didn't say anything about blowing Chatzotzros. It talked about Hakel, talked about reading the Torah. I don't know why Chatzotzros should be so fundamental that we have to wait, you know, 7 years and a day. Moreover, I mean, what would the problem be? It's Kiyas HaChatzotzros. So the Kiyas HaChatzotzros isn't a malacha. You know, the Gemara says, you know, shofar, v'diyas hapa, these are chachmas. There's nothing wrong with it. It's an issur d'rabbanan, you know, but ein shvus b'mikdash, this is taking place in the Beis HaMikdash. So if it's really that important, so miman afshach, why can't you do it? So it's a very puzzling Rambam from every direction. It's against the Yerushalmi. It doesn't appear like that it would be so usher ein shvus b'mikdash. And anyway, if it's really such a problem, so drop it. So drop it. Just go on with the hakel. You've waited long enough. Okay, so we'll obviously have to come back to that, and I'm picking on a very, specific issue, but we'll see that I think in the end it becomes a kind of like a linchpin. So let's go to the classic Gemara regarding, you know, hakel. So Tanu Rabbanan.
I saw Rabbi Yeshua and Broko.
Could be Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, could be Rabbi Huda ben Beseira, okay. Rabbi Lazar ben Chisma. Right, so they went to meet their Rebbe, right? Chayv Adam Hakel Pnei Rabo Bechag, I guess. So Rabbi Yeshua was the, you know, one of the Gedolei Hador, is the Av Bezdin, as we all know, Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva. So Amar Lahem. Right, he didn't say, what was the drasha about? He just assumed, this is a classic Gemara in terms of the importance of Chiddush HaTorah, right? We always emphasize this, the tradition of Valashin. So, ma Chiddush haya b'beis ha-medrash hayom. Don't tell me, you know, just, you know, whatever was said that's been said before. You have to be mechadish. You have to be creative. You have to, you know, you have to, obviously you have to learn a lot so that you can be creative, but it's very important. So, Amrulo, so they were a little sheepish. We drink of your waters. We're going to tell you a Chiddush. So he says it's impossible. How could it be that somebody got up to give a drasha and didn't have any, you know, chidushim to contribute? It's a stira mineuve. If somebody got up to say something, you know, for sure they're mechadish. So Shabbos shal mi haisa. So he says, who gave the drasha? Right? He's not taking any prisoners here. They tried to get out of it, right? Scribe. But there was no getting out of it. Right? Taking no prisoners. So they had to acknowledge. They say, Shabbos shal Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Remember, Reb Elazar ben Azariah used to give the drasha once a month after the whole kerfuffle with Rebbe Gamliel got sorted out. Rebbe Gamliel did three times a month, and Reb Elazar ben Azariah did once a month. I always like to say it was Shabbos Mevarchim. Not that there's any evidence for that, but, you know, how else are you going to remember whose week it is? So, okay. So Shabbos shal Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Right? Ah! So he spoke about Hakel. So what was the drasha? How did it go? Right? So Reb Elazar ben Azariah said like this, Im anashim boyim lilmod, the men, they come to learn, right? Alright, so the women, they come, maybe they don't learn exactly the same way, right? But certainly they'll hear and they'll be inspired on some level. Alright, this is part of the sugya of nashim b'limud haTorah, not for now. So taf. So you know, these young children, what do they come for, right?
At
least they inspire the year. So he said, you know why they come? They come because it's a great schar for those who brought them. I mean, it's like a strange thing, right? Because you know, what exactly is the big schar? That they brought them, that they had to put up with them. Like you can imagine them going up to Hakel and saying, like, are we there yet? No. It's like, well, it's curious, but anyway, that was a drasha. Hopefully we'll try to understand as we go. What this great schar is. So Amar Lahem, so the response is, so right, Rabbi Yeshua says, ah, oh, what a beautiful drasha. You know, such drashos we haven't heard. And you, right, Reb Elazar ben Chisma and you know, Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, you wanted to deny me such a drasha, right? Because they gave him a hard time initially. So the Gemara is a little tamu on its own right. Like, what exactly is Kedei Litein Schar LeMivieihem? So the Bali Atosos, just so you should know, right? Kedei Litein Schar LeMivieihem. Ah, so that's why we bring the children to the Mikdash Ma'at, right? Because they went to the, you know, the Beis HaMikdash Rakel, so in Mikdash Ma'at, you know, who needs groups? You know? There were no groups during Hakel. There wasn't even, like, you know, Tat Shabbat. Right? It was, you know, they came to the real thing. So, you know, there's, Tosa says, that's how, you know, we have a practice of bringing our children to shul. Very fascinating. It's an echo of, you know, hopefully more than every 7 years, by the way. You know, but this is why we should, you know, bring our children to shul. Okay. So Rashi, ala Torah, like, obviously was very moved, I guess like Rabbi Yeshua. He was like, you know, he's very moved by this drasha. Okay. So Anashim. Right? Nashim l'shmo v'ataf l'mabo l'asei schar l'mivieihem. Right? So Rashi goes, you know, full throttle with the drasha of Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Okay. The Ramban is having none of it. And the Ramban deviates here because the Ramban was always very, very, very sensitive to Pshuto Shel Mikra. Taf is always, you know, a reference to the smallest of children, but the Ramban was totally mystified by this. So he was docha, the drasha of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Gemara in Chagiga, and he knows it, but the Ramban arrived at a remarkable shita. He says, "Ein hataf." So these are not the toddlers. Maybe they did have groups for toddlers during Hakelin. You know, I don't know who would man them, but I guess like maybe the Bergen Broncos or whoever helped out at your shul. You know, it's like one of the great traditions of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Is, I remember when I was like four, anybody here daven at Keter Torah over Yom Kippur? Keter Torah was still meeting at the Whittier School in 1988. So we had, presumably they were definitely from the Umos Olam. I'll assume that they were Mechaside Umos Olam. And I'll never forget one of the guys who was a regular came Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur at least 1 year. It could be 2 years. It's a little hard for me to remember whether he came back in 89. But he was a college football player. As the boys were very excited, he was excellent. So he played with us all day. Okay, so the Ramban is speculating. He says, "No, there's not the Yom Kishadayim. What would they possibly be doing there? Aval, a kroven lischanich. It's at least if it's not a katan shigi lechinuch, it's in the ballpark. Vizatam v'lam duliyira basid ki lamala amar." The Ramban says it doesn't make any sense. Like, it's one thing to say, all right, uvnehem asher lo yadu yishmu v'lamdu liras Hashem lokechem, but that doesn't apply to 2-year-olds. A 2-year-old isn't going to say, oh, you know, I had this amazing experience. I didn't really understand. You know, I didn't understand the kasha. I didn't understand the teretz. I didn't understand the chiddush. But you know, it was such a moving religious experience to see everybody there. The 2-year-old's not going to remember. So the Ramban is saying, it can't possibly be. Taf can't mean what it always means. Okay. So we'll register that as the second issue. The first issue, again, being the Rambam private issue. The second issue now being the Ramban versus Rashi, basically Chazal. What really is the Nekutas HaMachlokas all about? And then again, we have in the background the Shemitas Ksafim. You know, the timing is a very fascinating one. Okay. So, you know, for these questions, we'll obviously need, you know, a mahalich. And that mahalich is actually very low-hanging fruit. It doesn't take much to see what's really going on. Okay, so Micah, take it away. This is going back earlier on in Sefer Dvarim. Remember, Sefer Dvarim is basically what's read during Hakel, the vast majority. So Moshe Rabbeinu is obviously speaking to Klal Yisrael. Vayitena Hashem Elai. Oh, so the Rambam actually was not the first one to use the expression Yom HaKel. Right, you were medayik, Yom HaKel. Yom HaKel, so chalos of the day. Shechalios b'Shabbos. So the Torah itself used the version of that expression, right, b'Yom HaKahal. Shimon, of course, what's being referenced? Yeah. So, Matan Torah. Maimed Har Sinai is known as Yom HaKahal. Apparently a defining aspect of the day was that this was the day that all of Klal Yisrael came together, right? Continuing on from Rosh Chodesh, Vayichan Sham, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, there was this great gathering, right, where the Jewish people literally came together, you know, to receive the Torah. B'Yom HaKahal. So that becomes a very significant point of emphasis. Oh. So the Chora, the key is going to be to understand all of the pratim, all of the dinim of Hakel in light of this basic premise that Hakel is really a reinstantiation, a recreation of the Yom HaKahal. So just again, we're going to tie everything together, but how would that relate back to the Ramban's question? The Ramban is saying, I don't understand, why in the world would you have Yom Kishadayim, Olin V'Yonkim there to scribe what's probably the answer? Right, there were no groups at Matan Torah. So, and maybe that's, you know, what the Gemara had in mind, and even if there's no purpose at all, right? But the idea is they have to be represented, right, for broader structural symmetry. I'll say something else about that because I think it even goes beyond that. But even if you could say there's really no value added vis-a-vis these ketanim, but kidei litein schar lemivyeim, because they have to be there anyway, gzeiras hakasav, that this hakel has to match the yom hakahal. Okay. Now, this theory that hakel, you know, the penultimate mitzvah in the Torah is really about the perpetuation of Torah. We talked a little bit about ksiva sefer Torah being the perpetuation of Torah, you know, shebichsav. So hakel is about perpetuating kabbalas haTorah, you know, birov am. In that respect, it forms a dyad with the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. The last two mitzvahs in the Torah, what I've, you know, called in the past an auto-replication mechanism. So I think this theory is materially, you know, confirmed by Psukim and Vayeshchanan, specifically in the context of Maimon Har Sinai. Okay, so Micah, if you don't mind. Right, this is Ramban's famous Issur D'oraisa, that there's an Issur of Shichchas, Maimon Har Sinai, good. Ufen Yasur Mavavcha, Koy Mechayacha, Vodat Levanechal Yevanecha, the Shonus in the Ramban, both in his Perish Al HaTorah and in the Asagos and the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, right, you know, Shichchas Halav and Beis, where the Ramban makes it sound like there's a corresponding say as well, Vodat Levanechal Yevanecha. Okay, so what are we enjoined here to remember, to transmit, proscribed from forgetting? Yom? Right, so okay, so let's just take a look at Pasuk. Yom Asher. Hakel li es ha'am. Okay, so like that's not what we would call subtle in the field, right? That's, okay. So we have Shmia, Limud, and Yira. Have we ever seen anything like that before at any point?
First,
yeah. So that's exactly, we actually had it twice, right? Leman Yishmu, Leman Yomadu, V'yaru es Hashem Elokecha. So I think it's incontrovertible. I don't think there's any reasonable, fair-minded person who could dispute the basic notion that Hakel is a recapitulation of Maimon Har Sinai, the Yom HaKahal in its original form, and that probably accounts for the issue that was gnawing at the Ramban in terms of Taf. We'll see that it explains many other phenomenon, in my estimation, as well. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos. So this is the 16th mitzvah. Shetzivanu kulo b'sheni misukos b'chol motzoi shmita v'likro k'tas parshis mishnah Torah b'oznehem. V'zohi mitzvah hakel. So you ask the Rambam, what's the nature of the mitzvah? What's the basic mechayiv? How does it sound in the Sefer HaMitzvos?
Okay.
Yeah. Shetzivanu lahakil es ha'am. That the emphasis, okay, so once you've got them together, so you don't have them, watch the Globetrotters, right? You do read the Torah, but the emphasis is on the maisa hakel. The maisa of gathering the people together. That's clearly the emphasis in the Rambam. It's meduyak also in the Kosares of Hilchos Chagiga. Here it's, I think, even, you know, stronger. The Rambam, this is 11th source, Rambam Hilchos Chagiga in the Kosares. Amazing. So there the Rambam doesn't even tell you what you do once you gather them together. La'akil asa'am b'chagasukos. Now, the timing seems to be important once again, right? The Rambam writes that in Sefer Mitzvos, Bechol Motzei Shmita, Motzei Shmita, Motzei Shmita. But clearly, Lahakil Asam, the Rambam has not a zecher, not a reference at all to the fact that you're reading the Torah to them. If all you had the Koseres, as you might think, is, okay, gather the Jewish people together, and I don't know, have KD, do his, you know, mentalist routine. He was just invited to a shul bar mitzvah where there was a mentalist. When back in the late 19th century when we were having our bar mitzvahs, there were no mentalists. I mean, if they said a mentalist was showing up, people would start to get a little concerned. But it was actually quite a bit of fun. right, and held every and held held everybody's attention. I got the sense that this guy had been on the circuit before. It didn't seem like his first bar mitzvah. This is my impression. But the Rambam in the Kosera says nothing about what would happen, right? You could theoretically, you know, if all you had the Koseres, if you didn't have the Sefer HaMitzvos, if you didn't have the Yad HaChazaka, you know, if you didn't have the Minyan HaKatzar, so, I don't know, you just say gather the people together. What are they supposed to do when they're there? I don't know, talk amongst themselves, you know, have a Kiddush. Are we making improvements there?
The newest Globetrotter.
Above the rim?
Yeah,
okay, good. All right, so maybe so we'll have to make a time for, you know, Berovam Hadras Melech. Okay, so it's very fascinating, right? The Rambam just says Lahakil Asam without any, you know, any emphasis whatsoever on the reading the Torah. It's like an afterthought in the Koseres, and that seems to confirm the Diuk Shetzivanu Lahakil Asam. Oh. But maybe it explains something far more fundamental. Eitan, I see you nodding sagaciously.
Possibly with the earlier Rambam.
Ah, yeah, right. So for the Rambam, if the entire nature of the mitzvah is to be makil asa'am, so all of a sudden the chatzotzros take on much, much, much greater significance. And we'll see that in the Yad. That the chatzotzros are the instrument for the maisa Hakala. Okay. So again, it's Meduyuk there too. So let's establish the Rambam. Mitzvah Sase.
Mitzvah Sase.
Yeah, choose carefully. Parashas from the Torah. Nothing against Vayeshev Yitzchak Begrar. It can be very inspirational. You want to choose Parashas in the Torah of what Rav Lichtenstein's Zatzal used to refer to as dvekistic content. You know, and other, so Shein Mezarzus Osan Demitzvos and Mechazkos Yudeim Bedasa Emes. So you want to go for, you know, the good stuff. Uvikashtem Misham Es Hashem Elokacho Matzasa Kisid Roshana B'chol Avcha V'chol Navshacha. Batzar lechom tzaucha kol advarim ha'ela v'acharis hayamim v'shav tada shem okecha v'sham atah b'kolo. You know, the good stuff. All of Sefer Tvarim is really the good stuff. But, you know. Okay, so emasai hayu korin. So there's a whole discussion amongst the Notzei Kalim. I don't know, Motzei Yom Tov HaRishon, right? Maybe that means at night. Many of the Achronim take up this question. But what would you say, especially based on the earlier Rambam and based on what appears to be the motif here? Why? You're absolutely right. He called it Yom HaKel, but in a broader sense. Okay, good. It just in a thematic sense. I mean, I think there's a lot of. What's
that?
The children can't be up at night. You haven't been to Borough Park. Those kids don't have bedtimes. KD?
The actual Yom
HaKel. Right. So, right. Vayotze Moshe Sa'am Likras Elokim, right? Vayom HaShlishi. It was a daytime activity. Okay, so in any event, I think it's clear. Mamotze Yom Tev HaRishon Shochaga Sukkos Shutzchilas Yimei Chol HaShomoed Shol Shana HaShminis. Again, it's Meduyak Yimei Chol HaShomoed. Ve'amelach Hu Sheyikra B'yosneihem. Uvezra Sanashim Hayu Korin. Okay. So Mehechan Hu Kore. Ela Hadvarim Atzov Parsha Shema. And in Medaleg, you skip to Vayayim Shemoas, you skip from chapter 6 to chapter 11. Umedaleg Laser Taser, Vakore, Measer Taser, Al Aseder, Atzov Brachos Uklalos. Right, so you read from Parsha Sre to the end of Kisavo. Ad Milvad Habris, Asher Karadi Tam Bichol Rev. The words that they should have ringing in their ears. Where do you end? What's the last word that you say? Chorev, right? Har Sinai. Okay. Again, not terribly subtle here. Uposik. So Ketzad hu kore. So how do you read? So you know you figure the Rambam would say something about reading here. So the question is, Ketzad Ukore? Ah. Bechol Yerushalayim Kedei Lahakil Asa'am. It's Meduyak and the Rambam that Chatzotros are the mechanism for the Maisa Hakel, and therefore, since that is the basic Mechayev, apropos the Yom HaKahal, right? The chatzotzos are essential, they're sine qua non. Moreover, right, Ketzad Ukore, token bechatzotzos, the point appears to be that the tkia bechatzotzos is an essential part of the mitzvah's kriya. In other words, the mitzvah's kriya only takes place bima'amad, behakel. So therefore, the chatzotzos, which you would think are really just completely choreographic, I was saying to some people in the Chavrusa, like, I don't know, if you can't gather the people with the chatzotzros, you know, I don't know, why you have somebody wave a flag, you know, or do something else, right? But the point is that the tkiah b'chatzotzros is A, the ma'isa hakel, and B, it factors into the kriya. It only makes sense to read to everybody. Token b'chatzotzros b'chol Yerushalayim kidei l'hakil es'am. Now, obviously, you guys are all thinking to yourself, well, when was the last time that a reading took place, you know, specifically in the context of, you know, great sounds and holeich v'chazek ma'od, Moshe yedaber, Ariel? Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the Rambam felt it really was the ikuva. It's remarkable, but in context, it just makes all the sense in the world. Umivian. So somebody goes up. He goes up to the very top, right? Okay, very good. So I think the indications are all really here. But in case there is any tzel shel safek, any uncertainty whatsoever with respect to what's going on here, I think we can dispel that, you know, with the coup de grace in the Rambam. Okay. Vigerim. So the people who, you know, are recent Geirim, so they're not like super expert just yet in you know, all of the finer details of Sefer Dvarim, right? They may not be familiar with Lashon HaKodesh, but nonetheless, they have to listen with great awe and reverence and a sense of joy, but with trembling, right? Gilu Berada, so appropriate the days we just went through. Kiyom Shenisna Bo Besinai. Now the Rambam is just coming and spelling it out for us, right? It's there. Afilu chachamim gedolim sheyodim kol haTorah kula. This is not going to be chayavim lasaper b'tzias Mitzrayim, but similarly, okay. Chavana gedola yisera. Wow. Umishen oyachol lishmoa mechavim libo lekriyazo shelo kiva hakasav lechazik das hoemes. Right, it's meant to strengthen. Right, the Das Ha'emes that was given, of course, at Sinai. And the person should conceive of themselves at that moment, V'yir Atzmo. So what should a person have running through their mind? That they are hearing this as if... that they're standing at Sinai. V'yir Atzmo, Kilo Atan Itztava Ba, V'pia Gvura Shoma. Right, last time we checked... That happened once in human history, right? Maimad Har Sinai. The Rambam finishes off with these words: Shemelech Shliachu Lashmia Divrei Hakel. Who was the first person who had that job historically? Yeah, Moshe Yedaber VaElohim Yanenu V'Kol. Now, Ibra. It's true that Moshe Rabbeinu had the din of a Melech. Vayhi Vishurin Melech, as the Rambam explains in Sefer Melachim. So did Yoshua, but. It wasn't, doesn't seem to me anyway, that it was Moshe Midin Melech, but it was Moshe Midin Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Nevi'o Neman Beso Lashmia Devrei Hakel. So I think, based on this Yesod, Labriut, We can answer a number of the sfeikos of the Minchas Chinuch, you know, with respect to this question. So the Minchas Chinuch says, "Yinei mevur b'shas demelcha yakore." So if any yodei melachu Moshe misina kihay davka melach, we mean a melach of Israel in mitzvah klal. Im kain ad shalom melach halav shalom the iskaima mitzvah zo. Ve'afshar de lav davka melach ra gadol shabedor alav aya mitzvah im lo aya melach v'chenira mitzad asvara. So the Minchas Chinuch is a little misupak, but he says, you know, mitzad asvara would seem to him that you need somebody to do it, but it's not necessarily melech midin melech. It's, you know, whoever the leader of the people is, the gadol bedor. I think it's muchrach that that's true. The whole thing is a recapitulation of Maimed Har Sinai. So I don't think you need a melech based on some gzeras hakasov, right? The melech, the Rambam goes out of his way, is shaliach lashmia divrei hakel. So, you know, it makes a lot of sense to have the spiritual leader, if there can be some agreed upon spiritual leader, you know, that's always a little, you know, easier said than done, you know, Mamaskal mitzvah omrim lo gemor, I'm not sure if, you know, you could sort of switch off, you know, sections, you know, you get, you know, the Aguda can put up their representative and the OU can have their representative and, you know, then the, you know, we'll make shalom, or is it, you know, Hamaskal mitzvah omrim lo gemor, I don't know. I think those are interesting questions, but the Minchas Chinuch's Nitiya Mitzad HaSvara, I think we could be machria, really lelo safek, that is clear that it's not a din in the melech qua melech. It's a din in, as Ram says, a melech shaliach ulashmiya divrei hakel, is somebody adopting choreographically the role of Moshe Rabbeinu. I think there's a second point, which is, I think, a little bit harder. And he says, "V'gam yai ikov davka bezras nashim ayu beis hamikdash o efshar af makom achar b'Yerushalayim ach mashenitcham b'bnei abima shelo litchok es hazara the ravid issue the Yerushalmi near the beis hamikdash davka mikol makom in raya the tiknushib beis hamikdash meila ichar mitama habima v'tzarachin." He says that he can't really figure out. Is it so essential that this happens in the beis hamikdash? So once it's in the beis hamikdash, so then you do have to worry about the issues that we raised in terms of, you know, taking up too much space in the hazara, etc. But Is it essential that it take place there? So, I think there are panim l'chan and l'chan, but I would say the following. The Ramban has this famous doctrine, and again, you have to be careful about imposing the Ramban's assumptions here, because clearly on some level, the Ramban didn't fully assume that this is a recreation of Maimed Har Sinai, otherwise he wouldn't have been bothered by the issue of the Taf. But if I could just, in the abstract, take the Ramban's idea, you know, just liyaser se'es here to better evaluate this question. So the Ramban has this idea that the Kedusha of Har Sinai, he's not the only one, the Rashbam says something very similar in other places, but the Ramban is the one, I guess, who's most affiliated with the idea that the Kedusha of Har Sinai was obviously Kitchel HaShaita Lo Kitchel HaSad Lavo, B'mshoch HaYovel Hema Yalu Vahar, right? There was no Kedusha in Har Sinai. And it moved to the Mishkan. And then the Kedusha transferred from the Mishkan, you know, Bechol Makom Shehu, eventually to the Beis HaMikdash, Kilo Vata Menata, La Menucha Vila Nachala. If that's true, I think you can make an argument that unlike Melech, where it seems, right, you just want somebody who's an acknowledged leader of Klal Yisrael, I think you can make an argument for the Beis HaMikdash. If you're really looking to recapitulate Maimed Har Sinai, you need a place which has, you know, obviously Har Sinai had that Kedusha at that moment. So that I think is, I think there's what to be misipuk about. I think the location here is very, you know, significant in that respect. The fact is it is tied into the Aliyah L'Regel, the Chi of Hakel is very much, you know, pattern on that. I mean, the Rambam talks about Kadesh Yishmu Kriyaso v'chol Yisrael ha'olim l'chag miskabtim svivav. So I think that there's something to that. Maybe the fact, as I alluded to before, that for the Rambam, it's not an accident. It's not in Sefer Zmanim. It's not in Sefer Zeraim, right? But it's in Hilchos Chagiga. I think it's hard to escape the Beis HaMikdash from that point of view. So again, I would be machria the first question very much that you don't need the melech. The second question, my instinct would be to say, no, you do need the Beis HaMikdash. Hein mitzad the Ramban, hein mitzad the diok in placement in terms of Hilchos Chagiga, kach nir lefyon yizdaiti. I just want to to address the question of timing as well. I don't think that there's any escape from the fact that the Torah formulates it very similarly to Shemitah's Ksafim, right? Miket Shav Hashanim Taseh Shemitah V'zeh Dvar HaShemitah. The Ramban has a whole arichas there. What are we talking about? Are we talking about the seventh year or what we paskin? As we all know, we just went through, you know, Prasbul. You know, Shemitah's Ksafim is in the year following. So it sounds very similar, right? Miket Shav Hashanim is the only two times in the Chumash you have that clause. Miket Shav Hashanim B'moed Shnas HaShemitah, as if it were in the Shemitah year. It's not in the Shemitah year. It's the year following the Shemitah. But my view, my strongly held view in both cases, is that the Torah projects it as if it's a direct consequence of the Shemitah year. The Shemitah year, as we know, provides a very important opportunity. It contributes something, you know, much more than just the Kedushas Haaretz piece of it, of the Achlu Av Yonei Amecha, the Yisram Tochal Chayas HaSadeh. But the Shemitah year in general is a break, you know, from the regular routine, and it becomes an opportunity to do two things simultaneously, to develop and deepen our bonds, you know, Ben Adam L'Makom. There's a vast literature about, you know, a very beautiful literature at that, about the yeoman farmer, you know, stepping back from the field, you know, having a greater opportunity to be Oseik Batorah. And of course, as I just alluded to, it's also a leveling of Klal Yisrael. The Achlu Av Yonei Amecha, the Isser, is, you know, Hanhagas Bal HaBayis, right? Minhag Bal HaBayis. You have to be mafkir everything, whether it's, you know, Haman Demalka or not. The point is that there's a sense of leveling. There's a sense of national cohesion and integration, which is meant to be born in the Shemitah year. Small wonder, then, that the two mitzvos asei, which happen almost as a consequence of that experience, are in the direction of the leveling of Klal Yisrael, a sensitivity to Evyonei Amecha is the Shemitah's Ksafim, right? Which in some ways, Vized Var HaShemitah, even surpasses Shemitah's Karkos, because you're really giving up what's already yours, right? In some ways, it's the apotheosis of Shemitah, right? That's in terms of the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro piece of it. But in terms of the Bein Adam L'Makom piece of it, it becomes the optimal time for renewing Kabbalah S'malchus Shamayim, of renewing the commitment, to use the language of the Rambam, L'chazek Das HaEmes. You've had a year, right, to reflect on these things. You're not grabbing people who are, you know, just exhausted from a full year and a harvest, you know, B'chag HaSif. You're getting people who've just had an opportunity, you know, hopefully to have a kind of a more spiritual year, if you will. And at that point, to, you know, recapitulate or re-engage Maimid Har Sinai, L'man Yishmu, L'man Yilmedu, V'yaru, as Hashem Elokeichem. I just add one piece to this. I'm always fascinated, like I said before, about the Gemara, you know, Kitei Litein Tzchal Mivyehem. Right, and part of that is, like I said before, the idea that it just choreographically, structurally, has to match the way that Mamad Har Sinai looked. So that was Anashim Nashim Atav. So this has to be also, even if we can't really say that they're gaining much from the experience. That being said, I think there's another Meimad. I think there's another dimension that should be that should be addressed at this point, which specifically has to do with the psukim that we read in Vayeschanan. Rak yishamer lecha shmor nafshecha ma'od, ven tishkach es hadvarim asher ra'u einecha ufen yasur mevavcha kol yimei chayecha, ve'odatam levanecha l'nei banecha, yom asher amat lifnei Hashem elokecha b'chol rev. For the Ramban, as we noted, there's an issur d'oraisa against shichachas maimar Sinai, not shichachas Torah, which is an interesting question, right, because the Mishnah in Perkei Avos famously quotes that pasuk, you know, Kol Shochech Davar Echad Mishnah, Sama Lav Kasev Kilu Mischay Benafsho Shenemar Rak Yisham Lecha Shmor Nafshecha Meod Fen Yasur Mevavcha. Okay, but the Ramban assumes that it relates to the actual experience of Maimed Har Sinai. Ve'odatam Levanecha V'Livnei Vanecha. We have some affirmative obligation. It almost sounds from both, like I said, the Ramban Al Torah and the Ramban in the Asagos and Shechas Halavin. It almost sounds like the Ramban is, you know, projecting this, you know, obligation to recreate for your children the experience of Maimed Har Sinai. Oh. So Kedei Litein Schar LeMiviyehem might be a reflection on that, even if we could be rightly certain, almost entirely certain, that the child is not going to remember this. That doesn't alleviate or mitigate the chiyuv on the parents to ensure that these experiences are had. Obviously, when they get older, they'll get more out of it. But that's not really the question. The question is, are the parents committed to transmitting it? You know how you show that you're committed to transmitting something? You know, forgive a crass mashal. But, you know, if somebody was the biggest Yankee fan in the world, you know, what he could really do, you know, to demonstrate that is, you know, if he could get his wife to agree, is bring his six-week-old to Yankee Stadium for the divisional round, right? You know, he says, look, you know, he doesn't really understand, but, we have to start being mechanich and to appreciate, you know, Aaron Hadayin. So it reflects on that person's values, you know, just as much as it does, right? Right. It's almost inversely correlated. The less the child can get out of it, the more it's, you know, a reflection of what the parents care about, right? You know, sometimes, you know, and you feel bad for them. You see these kids that are dragged to classical music concerts and, you know, the kids are, you know, going out of their heads. But, you know, it's a reflection of the fact that the parents, you know, they value Tchaikovsky just that much, you know, that the child should have to, you know, sit through the Nutcracker, you know, and... You know, the child is thinking, you know, very much that Beis Shammai was correct. You know, Tov Adam Shelo Nivra, Misha Nivra. But, we have to, you know, say, it's obviously just a reflection of the parents. So, again, L'havdil Alef Alfei Havdalos, V'ribei Revavos, it's a reflection on the parents, what they value. They would want the child, you know, to have this experience. And ironically, right, the more the child is not really, you know, the more it's a reflection on their values and their priorities, because, you know, they just deeply want him to have this experience. So I think, you know, in that respect, what we can gain, isn't just like Xeris HaKasav, it's the tsura of Maimed Har Sinai, but it also reflects, I think, on V'hodatam L'vanecha, V'livnei Vanecha. In the final analysis, Hakel does feature, as we said, elements of limud and shmia, if you will. But without any question, the overarching goal is v'yaru, to cultivate a sense of yirah shamayim. Now, that in of itself is perhaps the makeh b'patish for this entire mahalich. When the Jewish people have their famous conversation with Moshe Rabbeinu about, you know, Daber ata imanu v'nishma v'al yidaber imanu elokim penamus, you know, once was enough, you know, it was really, that was enough for us, right? The Moshe Rabbeinu says that levavur nasos eschem bo ha'lokim, that God did this to elevate you, to exalt you, ulevavur tiyeh yiraso al penechem levilti techetau, that you should have a sense of Yirah Shamayim and therefore avoid, you know, sin. Yirah Shamayim can be a lot more than just Yirah Shchaid, but the point is that you have this experience which leads to great Yirah. You had it at Maimed Har Sinai, but that wears off. As much as we believe, you know, in the abstract that Maimed Har Sinai binds us, Es Asher Yeshno Po, Ves Asher Inenu Po, Imanu Omed Hayom, the point is that experientially, every generation needs to have that experience, and probably multiple times, for it to have the desired effect. The Gemara in Yevamos, you know, when it discusses Shlosha Simanim Umazo, Rachmanim, Baishanim, V'gom Lechasadim, Baishanim quotes that pasuk, right? L'man tiyah yiraso al pneichem levilti techetau. It's an essential part of, you know, the, like I would say, the spiritual fabric of Klal Yisrael, right? That sense of Baishanus, that we wouldn't behave in a certain way, that's meant to, you know, emerge from the hakel, from the re-embrace of Matan Torah. If that's true, maybe I can add just a little bit to my instinct from before. The Beis HaMikdash is clearly the right forum for that. Mikdashi Tiro, it's the locus of Yira. I don't think you could just move the reading elsewhere and say, ah, you know, we read Dvarim just the same. I don't think that's the point. It has to be, you know, conducive to that Mikdashi Tiro Ani Hashem, the makom hayira, in conjunction with the limud, shel yira as well. So again, you know, we're not going to have it in practice. I guess I shouldn't say that. It's looking that way, but you know. But the point is, I guess can't be Erev Shabbos, right? And then Sunday is already Erev. Okay, I guess we can probably say it, well, a few hours. But point is that, you know, this idea of recreating Kabbalah Satorah, I mean, trying to be Mekabel Mechadash, specifically this year, you know, what we weren't able to achieve, you know, through the actual practice of Hakel, you know, Bimhei Rav Yamenu, through Limud HaTorah, Neshama Parim Sfasenu, and, you know, we very much want, you know, Zos HaTorah La'ola La'mincha L'chatzos La'asham. We weren't able to be makriv, but a person who's osik in the halachos, hopefully, for us, it's a new Kabbalah Satorah in its own right. So Mirza Shem, tomorrow, I will take a look at Shitas HaRambam, the